guys, welcome back. Right now I'm laying in bed. I have been like stuck in my apartment because my car is actually getting wrapped right now, which is so exciting, so blessed. And I have just not been able to leave my apartment. Like, I have to Uber everywhere, which is fine, totally fine. But I also am just like, I don't feel like spending the money to just go Uber to, like, I don't know, like, whatever I want. So I've just kind of been living life, chilling in my apartment, and you know what, it's been peaceful. I've been alone, which is great. I love being alone, which is kind of today's topic. But you know, life has been crazy, kind of, not really. I've just been working my ass off a lot. I've been all over the place just trying to, like, you know, keep everything together. So excited for the future. But as I was saying, today's topic is living alone, which is something that I think frightens a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of people about this and they're like, oh wow, like, you live alone, like, that's crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I love it. Like, people probably think I sound like insane when I say these things, but I really honestly genuinely enjoy living alone. And I've been able to luckily experience living with all kinds of people. I've kind of tried every sort of roommate situation, which has been interesting. And you know, I've lived in a house with a bunch of people. I've also lived in an apartment with a bunch of people. I've also lived with a boyfriend in an apartment. Like, there's times where I think there's good things and bad things to all of them, but what I have genuinely loved the most is living alone. And I've enjoyed it just a ton. I think we'll kind of start from growing up, how I was. I grew up as an only child, so I was always used to my own company. I mean, my parents always tried to make me hang out with my cousins and stuff, and we got super close. Like, I literally thought they were like my siblings, swear. And I loved it, but I also did have the times where, you know, you couldn't go hang out with your cousins, so I would just be alone playing dolls or whatever. And I enjoyed it. Like, I don't remember a time where I was like, oh, I wish I had a friend here. I just enjoyed my time. I was like, dang, like, this is my time to shine and play with American Girl dolls in my room. But like, I genuinely enjoyed it. And I think that kind of shaped how I am now with living alone, with the security of it. I also am a big introvert. Very big introvert. But I had the opportunity to move to a content house like 2020, I think it was. Yeah, I think it was 2020. And prior to that, I had never lived away from my family. I had lived with my parents, like me, my mom, my dad, and my nona and my nono. Bless his soul, he passed. We lived just like that. I lived with my parents my whole life. And one day I got a text from a friend and he was like, hey, like, a content house is opening up in Vegas, like, would you want to go? And I was like, sure, hell yeah, I'd go. And he's like, okay, well, we have to move next week. And I was like, okay, whatever. I packed up all my stuff, shipped it to Vegas, and I moved in. And I actually had never met any of the guys and girls before I moved in. So, like, I had no idea. Like, we had never really spoken. Like, none of the girls, none of the guys. Like, we were all just pushed into the house. That's the thing with content houses. I think a lot of people didn't know is that you don't pick who you live with. They pick for you, and you meet them the day you move in. How fun, you know? So I had moved in and it was good. Like, we had a really big house. So it was like, we have like different wings, you know, like everyone had their own like wing. It was interesting. And it made that feeling of like, I could be alone if I really wanted to. But we were also so freaking busy every day that like, we would wake up at 8, get ready, go film, go do a few photo shoots, go to like a few appearances, come back, and by the end of the night it was like late, and so then we were like, go to bed. So I didn't really get time to think about it as much. But living with people is definitely really different when I started living with people. As I said, never had siblings. I had people coming into my room, I would just be sitting there watching TV, someone's like, hey Gab, and just come and sit on the bed. I'm like, what is going on? I was just really confused, but like, I low-key liked it. I was like, damn, like, I have like a few friends here, like, this is nice, get used to this. And so there was times where I was like, okay, like, I definitely want to be alone, but I think we were so overstimulated that I didn't like have a chance to think about it. But it was nice. Like, it definitely was nice having the company around, where like, people could just walk in my room whenever they wanted. And I think it was a little hard and a little different because we lived in the middle of Vegas. Nobody lived near us. Like, we had one friend, Benson Boone, if you're watching, love you. He was our only friend. And it was fun, but like I think it got lonely. I think that's why it didn't feel as crazy. And there would be times in the day where I was alone and I would walk around this house and not see a single soul. Like I would walk around and like not see anyone. I could probably not see one of the girls for like the whole day. And it was really interesting. But there is things that do come with it. And my room has always been super clean, super nice, like perfect, not a crumb in sight. But around the house, disgusting, like disgusting. I would cook, but I would clean it all up. Some people would cook and not clean it up. And there was like their pile in the sink that I stopped cleaning. There would be like mold inside of there or like in the fridge. It was just really chaotic. And I remember then I was like, damn, like, I really need clean. Like, I really need my shit to be clean, you know? And there was times where like everyone would DoorDash. But like we had like this big dining room table. I kid you not, the DoorDash was piled like of weeks. I would always throw mine out, but like I don't know who wasn't. And I was just like, damn, this is definitely something that I couldn't deal with living with other people. It didn't really bother me as much though because of how big the house was. Like it was so big that it was just like a little clusters of it. And I was like, okay. As time moved on, I had the option either to move to LA or to Miami. And I chose Miami. And I moved with a few girls and we got an apartment. That's when got bad because you're in a lot more of a condensed area. So if someone's messy, it's everywhere. Like it looks like it's everywhere. And I am a clean freak. I need everything clean. Very nice. And people I was living with were a lot younger, which is totally fine, but they wouldn't leave a mess. And I was like, I cannot have a mess. Like I panic with mess. And I was like, okay, this is definitely something that I can't deal with forever. Like I need like my own time. And I started to think to myself, I'm like, oh, maybe I would like living alone. And there was times where I was like, okay, when you live with a bunch of girls in a condensed spot, there could be clicks, there could be this, there could be that, and that kind of does suck. Like I lived with two other girls, so three of us, two of them are gonna click and one of them are gonna be like eh. That was me. I'm very introverted, you know, whatever. It was kind of harder for me because I was like, dang, like I live in a new city, I don't really know anyone, and it just felt like very congested, and I felt like I was confined to one little room, which I did not like. And it was hard for me because I just kept thinking about that and how my room was clean, but then I walk out there and it was like messy, which is totally fine. Like everyone, all of us are in such different stages of our life where things are different. Things are not like, you're not an adult yet, you know? Long story short, we end up moving out and I moved back home to Pennsylvania for a few months. And I was like, I really want to move back to Miami. Like, I didn't want to move to Pennsylvania. Just kind of how the cards played out in that moment. I was like, well, I don't want to live alone in Miami because I don't really know anyone. But, like, I had just gotten a boyfriend. Like, just gotten a boyfriend. And I was like, all my friends weren't able to move out there. A lot of my friends were in college and stuff like that. And doing their thing, and I really wanted to move, and I was like, what do I do? And I had like talked to my boyfriend at the time. I was like, I really want to move, and he's like, I'll move with you. And I was like, okay. And at the time, that relationship to me was such like a friendship where I didn't think of it as, oh, I'm moving in with my boyfriend. I thought of it as like, I'm moving in with my friend. It wasn't like a super relationshipy relationship. Like it was very like besties, you know, like we were just friends and it didn't feel like a romantic relationship. So that's why I wasn't like super in my head about it. And I made that decision within a week. So like, I'm very impulsive. I don't think much before I do anything. So I was like, all right, got the apartment, whatever. And I mean, that whole story is a whole different story for another time. But we move in together. And when I tell you, moving in with a boyfriend, especially at a younger age, is a huge mistake. I hate to say that anything I did in my life was a mistake. I think there's times where I'm like, damn, like that was not smart, but I learned a lot. And that is a situation that I would say that's kind of like that. I moved in and we just butt heads. Like, we were two completely different people. And I think living with somebody, you learn so much about somebody else. Like, it's a good way to figure out if that person is going to be with you for the rest of your life or not. And I kind of knew going into it that that person would not be. And it was hard for me. I mean, like, things were really difficult. And I think if you're thinking of moving in with a significant other, really think, like, actually think and let your gut tell you if you actually see a future with that person. And if you don't, like, what are the things that worry you about that person? Because you can start to feel stuck. And that's kind of how I felt. And I know, like, people go through different times in their lives and things happen, and, you know, some people are just not compatible. But I got in a situation where I felt like I could not leave the situation, which I had full right to be able to leave. It wasn't like I was, like, stuck in a way, but I felt stuck because you now live with the person. It feels like you don't know anything else, especially living in a new city. Like, I really, like, kind of fucked myself in a way where I moved to a new city with a boyfriend, and it just was not working out at all, not even in the slightest. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't break my lease. I'm scared to, like, break up with this person because now I'm going to be alone. So it's like all these things that you get worried about. And it's like, if you just moved in by yourself to begin with, you would have been fine. I think, like, the best thing, if you ever are thinking of moving in with a boyfriend or even honestly, like, a friend, my best advice is get an apartment in the same building if you want to be close to somebody so you don't feel alone, but don't live with the person. I think even if you get, like, a studio, I know sometimes people do it for, like, financial reasons, but say get a studio apartment. They're always super cheap and perfect if you want to, like, kind of test out the waters. It's like everything is one room except the bathroom. You should do that. I don't think moving in with somebody is something that you should do in a relationship. I think you can figure that out in the same building or hanging out more often, but I don't think that you should do that immediately. And it was hard for me because I was scared to end that. And when I did, I was really nervous because I was like, oh my god, I never lived alone before. Like, I'm out here in Miami by myself, and, like, panicked. I was like, holy crap, like, I'm going to be alone. And I forgot how much I loved being alone. I had a lot of friends here, like, with me, supporting me and, like, everything. And that whole situation I can talk about in another podcast. I want more time to go by just for out of respect for other people. Oh my god, I just saw the craziest lightning strike in my entire life. I wonder if you guys can hear that. Wow, this is peaceful. So it was quite difficult for me, but it was quite of an interesting time. And I think, you know, the time will tell when I tell that story. The only reason I would ever tell it is because I think it's a good learning lesson for other people, and you guys can learn from my mistakes and things that I've gone through in my life. Oh, and by the way, I do this with all my sweatpants, okay? Ignore the feet if you guys are watching the video. So anything that I ever talk about, though, I always think about it as, I'm not telling you guys this for entertainment. I'm telling you this for a reason, for you to, like, learn about something and, like, take away something from what I'm saying and experiences that I've gone through in life, because I've gone through some quite interesting experiences and I've learned so much. But I would love to share that stuff with you, as long as it's not hurting anybody, it's not exposing too much of somebody else's life, because maybe I'm okay with putting stuff out on the internet, but maybe somebody else isn't. So I always keep that in mind. But once I started to live on my own, I was like, wait, shit, like, I actually really enjoy this. And I'll kind of go through what I enjoy, because I think it's honestly super important to go through this. I think a lot of the time when you go to college and stuff, you get pushed to have a roommate, and you have, like, your roommates and, like, after college. And everyone that I know has a roommate. I just don't, and I prefer that, honestly. But what I started to realize is that when I was in a relationship, I feel like, and even if in a friendship, you start to develop somebody else's habits. When I lived with friends or my ex, I started to take on their habits and become their personalities. And you are who you surround yourself with. So not that the people that you roommate with are bad, but, like, you kind of start to lose your authenticity of who you are, which I think is kind of interesting. I feel like no one ever really talks about that. You start to develop a different personality that actually isn't yours. It's a combination of the two of yours. I have been able to find myself again when I went through all of that. I was like, okay, I need to really, like, focus on myself and think about how I need to relearn who I am. Because in a relationship, sometimes you can lose yourself. And that's something that I know will never happen again, because I live alone now and I've structured my life so much to be super disciplined that I won't mold myself into somebody that I'm not anymore. And after that, I started to really focus on myself. I was like, okay, what does Gabby want to do? What does Gabby like this? Do I want this here? And I started rearranging. I rearranged the whole apartment. I started doing what I wanted to do. And I started to really learn a lot about myself. Just like even like mannerisms, or the way I am, or the way I like my apartment, or even just like little things. I also started to become more conscious of what I wanted to focus on for myself and bettering myself. So I feel like when you live with somebody, I remember I would want to go to the gym, but then everyone's like, oh, we're gonna go to the beach, and you're like, oh shit, maybe I should go to the beach. Like, everyone else in my apartment is going to the beach, maybe I should go too. But it's like you start to keep yourself in a regimented schedule. Like, you start to actually learn to listen to what you want and better yourself. There's no distractions of like waking up and being like, oh, everyone's going here, everyone's doing this, everyone's doing that. It's more what you want to do. And it starts to build your character and build your discipline. And I think it's so important to do that. And there's times, like even now, like my friends will be like, oh, hey, I'm going out to the club tonight, like, you know, go do dinner in the club. And I'm like, no, I'm going to stay here and work on my stuff. And it isn't shoved in my face. Like, it's not like I'm like hearing them all like getting ready in the next room. And I'm like, damn, maybe I should go. Like, I have just literally my peace, my quiet, my zen here, where no distractions at all. I also don't really live in the city either, which is really good. And I think those things help. I think it's really good though, because you don't have any distraction of wanting to go do those things. You kind of start to think for yourself rather than, oh, okay, you know what? I'll go to dinner with all these people. I'll go do this. I'll go do that. You start to become more disciplined with yourself. And I think that's super important, especially going into your adulthood and having a job and this, that, and the other, is to live alone and build that structure and that discipline. Because your 20s, you need to be so disciplined. If you want to be an adult and you want to have success and you want to have money and you want to have a great relationship and a great husband or wife, you need to be disciplined with certain things. And if you're not disciplined with yourself, I think that's honestly the most unattractive thing, is not being disciplined with yourself. I talked about this the other day on my TikTok and everyone got kind of upset about it. And I think when I say you need to be disciplined with yourself, and when I say it's really unattractive to not be disciplined with yourself, what I mean by that is that if you let everyone dictate your life and make decisions for you, or you don't really like care to like build your schedule out, you're super lenient, you go with the flow way too much, you start to lose the things that can better yourself. And people like went automatically to like a diet, which is understandable. I think if you want to be on a diet, you need to be disciplined. Of course, you need to be disciplined with everything you do. But if you're wanting to better yourself, the only way that you're going to do that is being consistent and being disciplined. And if you're not, you're not going to be able to succeed that goal. If, say, you have a goal that you want to make like $1 million by the end of the year, but your friends are inviting you to go out all the time, but you're not disciplined with yourself and your own mind to say, you know what, maybe I should stay back and work on my stuff because I didn't finish what I was supposed to be doing today. That's discipline. That's attractive. When people can actually put themselves first and be like, yeah, I have these priorities that are going to better my future, instead of going doing something that maybe I would enjoy to do. Yeah, but you need to be disciplined. That's it. If you have no discipline, you have no structure to your life, and you're going to be whipped around all the time by everybody around you. You're going to be known as like the loose cannon. You can just do whatever. They'll come. They have nothing better to do. You don't want to be that. You want to be disciplined with yourself. You want to make sure that you're staying on track and doing all those things. And I think living alone helps you realize those things and being like, wait, damn, like going out probably isn't that great. It isn't. And you start to stay home, but you start to realize those things. And I think it's so important, especially when you're trying to build your future and your foundation. I always say that your 20s is like where you're building the foundation of your life, building the foundation of the kind of mother or husband you want to be, or building your work ethic and your work life, and figuring out to be disciplined and how to be successful and how to provide for your family. I think those times of your life is where you're supposed to be molding yourself into the adult that you're supposed to be. And like, I'm going to be a mother one day. I need to start to figure out my foundation of my life, how I can support my family, how I can be the best mother that I could be, how I can show my children and how to do life, give advice, like be a be human. I'm not going to be able to find my character in a club. I'm not going to be able to find my discipline going out every night. I'm not going to find that anywhere. I'm not going to find the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with doing that. And it all goes back to being disciplined, which also helps by living alone, because you don't have any outside interference. You don't have anyone else in your ear focused on what you want to do and where you want to go. Another thing that I always hear people say, or like, oh, well, I'm just like, I hate alone time. I feel like it's just, I don't like sitting alone with my thoughts. You should sit alone with your thoughts. You should sit there and think about what you feel and your emotions. Like, that is so important. If you are just going to keep neglecting that, that's going to cause so many more problems. So I think living alone, it's like you do have times of silence where it's like there's quiet, and that's a good thing. You should have time to just think and recollect your thoughts and your emotions and be able to feel all those things. If you are constantly stimulated by other people and other people in your life, you are never going to be able to like understand yourself and understand your thoughts. Like, imagine when you have a kid, you can't even understand your own thought. You have to be able to have that, be okay with having that time alone and being like, okay, I feel this way, and be able to collect your emotions and have a thought, have an organized thought where you're alone and you don't have anybody else saying stuff to you, giving their opinion, doing this, doing that. It is okay to sometimes just put yourself in a quiet room before bed. Say like you leave your friend's house early, get back at 9, sit here and just think, journal. Like, journaling helps too, but having those times of quietness and no distractions from other people is so nice. Like, when I come home, I D&D my phone, and I don't like look at what people are texting me. I'm done. I'm shut off. If you need me, I'll be there in the morning, but you don't need to have constant interaction with people, because you're not going to build your character in any kind of way. It's like you need to be alone to be able to face your thoughts. If you can't face your thoughts, then you're never going to be able to grow. You're never going to be able to understand your own mind. And not, that's the scariest thing, is having no control over your mind and your emotions. When you sit there with your thoughts, you're able to think about what you're actually feeling and what you can do about certain situations. You can start to problem solve certain situations. If you're just with people all the time, you're constantly having other conversations. You're constantly busy doing other things. You're not thinking about what you genuinely want. So at the end of the day, you're not really helping yourself. It also goes with protecting your own energy too. I think living alone, you get to protect your own energy, your own time. Like, I get to pick everything in this apartment. I get to create everything. I get to do whatever I want. And no one else gets to disturb my energy. Like, I'm actually really careful with who I let into my apartment, into my room. And like, especially my bedroom. I don't really let people come in my bedroom. I also don't really let people come into my apartment, because it's disturbing the energy. If someone has like fucked up energy and they come into your apartment or your house or your room where you're supposed to be relaxed and it's your calm place, that can fuck up your head actually a lot, and you don't realize that. So it's like, even just making sure that you are protecting even your bedroom. Say you don't have, you can't live alone and it's financially hard and whatever. Everyone's situation is really different. But keep your bedroom to yourself. Keep things to yourself, because you need to protect your energy and your time, because once somebody has access to all of that, they are now literally bringing their energy into where you sleep, where you work, where you do everything. That can fuck up everything. So having those boundaries set in place is so perfect. And once I started making sure who I was even allowing having access to my energy as a person outside of my apartment, that helps a lot. But especially being careful with who you let into your living space. I think living alone, it comes with fears of like, oh, am I gonna feel lonely, or am I gonna be bored, or I don't know, like all the little things that you might think of that I've thought of. Like, I was so scared of being alone and not having a friend or whatever. I have built a great foundation where I could text any of my friends and any of them could come over at any time of the day. But it's so important to have that time. And I think once you get over the nerves of being like, oh my God, what if I'm alone? What if I'm this? What if I'm that? That is when you're going to be perfectly fine. Living alone is honestly the best decision I've ever made, but it was one of the most scariest decisions I've ever made, because I had never lived alone before. But I'm so glad that I did. And I hope you guys learned a little bit today about living alone, and I made it a little less scary. Maybe I'm like, you're alone with your thoughts. Like, that kind of scary. Kind of. But I promise you, it's not as bad as you think. I honestly think that we all need to go through that time of our lives where we live alone and we just figure our own shit out without any other distractions ever. So I highly recommend it. I have never been happier, and I know that you guys could honestly learn a lot. So if you guys are ever nervous, you can comment down below. I will be responding to all of you guys about living alone or even other topics you guys want to talk about. I can do other podcasts on. Let me know in the comments below, but super open chat, like everybody, good energy, no one being mean to each other, any of that kind of stuff. You'll be kicked. You'll be out so quick. But we'll have little discussions in the chat and we can just talk. If you guys have any questions, just let me know. I'll answer your questions about living alone or anything else. But I love you guys so much. I will see you next week. I love you all. Bye.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.